Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The guy's name's Rodriguez. I think that tells you a lot.
All right. Robert Green joins me from Fraser Foods. You're at your office right now, right?
Phil, we're working here till 10 o'clock. We close every day.
Bob, tell me about your employer-employee relationship program. I know you have something that's called an employee relations monitoring. It ran afoul, at least what we're hearing, and I'm not trying to judge, of the union. Runs the Checkers? Is that the Teamsters?
Yeah. I talked to a man by the name of Rodriguez. I don't know whether he's a Teamster or not. That's what he represented himself to be. But it never should have gotten as far as it did, Phil. And I think that a healthy working relationship between employee and employer is what makes every business successful.
Well, you told some of the media that you have an employee relations monitoring system that I want you to describe. Can you do that for us?
I will, Phil, but first I want to tell you that we want to make sure that our employees are in an environment that's friendly, that's happy, that's positive. You spend two-thirds of your day at work. If you think about that, two-thirds of your day at work, you need to be happy where you work. Now, we couple that, though, with what we take seriously as employee-employer relationship. And we think there needs to be a line there that needs to be, you know, respect needs to be shown to the individual supervisor. And when there isn't respect, we think it spreads to other employees and you've got a workplace that's not doing its job.
All right, but what is the employee relation monitoring?
Employee relations monitoring is a system in place really to protect other employees. It's there to protect our employees.
What are you protecting them from?
You're protecting them from the negative comments of other employees about the supervisors. You're protecting your employees so that they can have a happy workplace and not have to hear another employee bad-mouthing a supervisor, making negative comments about their superiors.
Well, is it, sir? Let me ask you. Because the union described, is it a listening device?
No, it is not a listening device. No, sir. It is a monitoring device.
Is it an audio monitoring device?
It is audio. Look, we tell our employees it's in place. There's nothing secret about it. We don't secretly listen to anybody.
All right, well, you've heard people in the lunchroom making some of these negative comments, right?
This is particular conversation, yeah, that took place in the lunchroom, Phil, and I could set my watch by it. I knew that it was going to happen because it was one of the checkers, and she began to disparage me personally in a very, very, I might add, vicious way. Understand, I never did a thing to this woman. I'm going to be above board about this. I had asked her out a couple of times, but I never did anything to her. I never said that. I never penalized her. Nothing.
All right. Well, what were the nature? Was she was talking about you?
Well, it was concerning the fact that I had recently had something that all the employees here thought was tremendous, a very expensive hair system put in place. And what that is, Phil...
Tell me what when you mean when you say a hair system, what do you mean?
Well, it's a very well-known company that does this kind of enhancement, but it's not a wig, as she characterized it. It is not a toupee, as she again characterized it. It's not a weave, as she... And these were all three things she said. And I could hear it. And when I got the hair system in place, we set up our employee relation monitoring because I knew there were going to be some hateful people who, either because of jealousy or what have you, would be vicious about the hair system. And it doesn't take a genius. And one day you're bald, and the next day you show up with a full head of hair. And surprisingly, I was sort of taken by surprise. I got to work right after the system was put in, and I'd be in my office monitoring the lunchroom and other places, and people weren't talking about it. And that was a little insulting because you want them to notice it, too.
All right, but see, what happened was you put up photographs of yourself before and after pictures in the lunchroom.
That is correct.
Now, isn't that inviting people to comment?
That's inviting people to see how good it looks. Yes, sir.
But the argument can be made that you introduced the photographs showing this radical change in your appearance. People are bound to talk.
Well, there's no question. As your employees enjoy the photographs of me and my... You don't want negative comments while they enjoy it. You've got most of the employees enjoying seeing my new hair system, and one employee that I overheard talking about my appearance in the most vicious way, and that's why we took her off of checking duty and we put her in the loading area.
All right. Where did you hear this, by the way? Was this in your office?
Well, I happened to be in my office, and someone had left the monitoring system on, and I was on my way over to turn it off, and I heard Ms. Nunez, who was the lady that we're talking about, making the comment. I knew if it was going to be from anybody, it'd be her, because she's very vicious. And
she said that it looked like a wig, it looked like a toupee, You moved this woman from her job at the checkout stand to the loading dock, and also collecting carts?
Yeah, we had her doing some cart collection, yeah. Now, you see that as punitive.
That absolutely is the way it's seen, and that's the way it's seen by her, and that's the way it's seen by our union, that you punish this woman for making comments disparaging this new hair replacement.
It is a hair system. It's not a hair replacement. And again, I would ask you to have the respect that I would give you.
All right. Well,
See, she was demoralizing the other employees who were enjoying the fact of how good it looked, and by saying, "Look at that wig," and I take that to be an insult.
You said some union guy got tough with you.
Yeah.
What do you mean by how he got tough with you?
Well, he thought he kept calling the hair system a wig. He kept saying it was a piece. And I told him, okay, back it up. And,
All right, and he also was complaining about the use of listening devices. Hold on for just a minute, Robert, okay?
I will, Phil, but there's a lot more to this story.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. One of the employees at Fraser Foods has not been fired. She's been moved from a checker job to collecting carts in the parking lot, the loading dock, working in the meat department, because she was overheard saying that her boss's appearance with regard to a new hair replacement system of some kind was...
Well, again, Phil, it's not hair replacement. It is a hair system.
All right. But she said that it looked bad.
She was demoralizing the other... You got to understand the difference. It wasn't that she was criticizing me, because she's a vicious human being, and I knew that. And I mentioned to you, and I'm being very honest, when I asked her out on a date for a drink, and she turned me down, I knew she was vicious. But I didn't know that she would go so far as to try to demoralize the other employees by openly making vicious comments about a $15,000 hair system.
But, Bob, the comments that you call vicious...
Well, see, there's no but, Bob. It's
no, I know, but but can I say this? You say that she's vicious by saying it was a wig, a toupee.
Well, yes, she said, "Look at that! I heard it on the monitoring system in my office. Get a load of the wig." These kinds of comments, with other employees hearing this, other employees who are standing looking at these photographs of me and enjoying how good I looked. And I'm saying that with great with modesty, but that's what was going on.
Why can't an employee, and I'm going to ask this question of you, a checker, and she's protected by a union, why can't she have a personal opinion about your appearance and not be punished?
She wasn't punished, Phil. And I want that, see, you are, I think, you are perpetrating essentially a mistruth. She was not punished.
Well, you don't think moving somebody from a checker job to collecting carts, this is a pay cut.
That is true, yes.
This is a pay cut, and this is also a loss of benefits. You don't call that punishment.
No, I do not call it punishment. I call it allowing the lady to retain her job and not to demoralize and depress other people around her by making her crass, crude comments about my hair, my head. About my hair, my hair system. Her comments are demoralizing. I'm protecting my employees, see? And that's where I got her. That's where I got the union, too. Because they thought they had me. They thought they had both of them in a vice. When they said, "You have punished this woman," I said, "No, I haven't. I've removed her from an area where she can demoralize other employees. She takes her lunch at a different time."
Well, she could be talking with other people that collect carts, or other people that work in the loading dock, or other people that are unloading the trucks.
Yeah, but that's not the rank and file of the people that are having constant relationships with the customers. Now, what we're saying is simply this. You need to have respect for your employer as he has respect for you. I provide a good place for these people to work. If I go out and I do some enhancement to my physical appearance, And then I bring in photographs of before and after, and I put them up so people can enjoy how good, I even better than I used to look. Where does she get off making comments that depress everybody by saying he looks like he's wearing a piece, a wig, a fright wig, this kind of thing?
All right, Bob, hang the line here for a moment. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. See, I think the union's got a point when they say that it sounds like a punishment. This woman was making a comment about Mr. Green, but I don't want to second-guess a guy that's run a company for 25 years. But if he goes out and gets a new, if he gets new hair plugs or whatever he got, and someone says, well, it looks like a wig, that's a personal opinion. He says he got around that. He says that's where he, quote, got the union and got the employee by saying, it's not just a personal appearance. It is a willing attempt to demoralize the other employees by making a comment about their boss, who they are enjoying looking at his new hair, his new wig system or whatever he calls it. 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. This lady went from being a checker, Bud, which is pretty good work, right?
It's pretty. You make a lot of money.
And now she's doing cart collection out in the parking lot and working at the loading dock because she said he looked like he was wearing a wig. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods, joins us tonight to talk about an employee-employer relation that is kind of blown up a little bit in your face, Bob, because it has gotten to the media. A woman who was a checker has been moved to a new job. You say it's not a demotion. She, although you admit the job comes with a loss of money and a loss of benefits, she's collecting carts out in the parking lot. She's working in the loading dock because she had made a negative comment about your hair system, the new hair weave that that you had done.
Again, Phil, it's not a hair weave. There's no reason for disrespect. I'm trying to...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you.
It is a hair system. It is not a toupee. It's not a wig. This is what she was saying, even though my other employees thought it looked good. And she was saying this to demoralize them, and that's what I told the guy from the union when he said, you punished her. I said, no, I didn't. I got you. I moved her out there so she won't demoralize people. You should have seen this guy's face. His jaw went slack. He didn't know what to do. See, these union people, they think they got you when they have all their bases covered with, oh, yeah, loss of money, loss of this. I said, oh, really? Well, see if you can process this one in your little blue notebook. I moved her out there so she doesn't bum out my other employees.
Are you anti-union?
No, sir, I am not.
Well, come on. You don't like the union in your store.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't think they do us any good. I don't think they've ever done us any good. They certainly don't hold down the price of food. And if you're trying to tell me that I need someone who is union, someone who is, quote, highly trained to punch numbers into a machine.
All right. Let's go to some calls here, Bob, to talk to people. We're talking about Robert Green and your personal appearance, and this is about having respect for the boss. You apparently had a new hair system, and this person said it was a wig, and that's where it all started. 1-800-449-8686. Troy, go ahead. You're on a Phil Hendry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
First time caller and new listener. I'd like to say to Mr. Green is this. That woman has the right to her opinion, and evidently she must have a very lousy union to let him get away with this.
Well, I'm not saying she doesn't have a right to her opinion, but by the same token, does she have a right to depress everybody with her calling it a wig?
Who says she depressed everybody? Did you take a poll of 100% of all your employees to see that they agreed or disagreed with her?
Well, the employee monitoring system that we have, which we can monitor conversations from the lunchroom, her voice, I could hear it very clearly with her big mouth, excuse me for saying that, talking about how it looked like a wig.
But the guy's point is she the only one?
She's the only one that we're aware of, yeah.
Excuse me. It sounded to me like it was sexual harassment because she turned down your advances when you first asked her out. And then when you had your hair system replaced and she commented negative on that, now you want to punish her
Wait, how do you figure it's sexual harassment? I don't understand.
Because you asked her out. You are her boss. You had no right to ask that woman out.
I asked her for a lousy drink, and you're telling me I've committed some kind of a crime?
Yes, you did.
Well, sir, I don't know where you're
getting it. Yes, you did. That's in any state. You is her boss. You have pull of control over her just like a puppet. You have no right to ask her out.
Well, sir, asking a woman out for a margarita, I don't know what I'm trying to control.
You are her boss. You are her employer. You can tell her when and where, like you got out there pulling Carson on a loading dock because she disagreed with your hair weave.
No, okay? I would ask you to have respect.
That is sexual harassment. I don't care what state you're in. That is sexual harassment.
I would ask you to have respect. It's not a hair weave. Now, I thought I made that clear. It's a hair system.
Hair system, my ass. Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Well,
forgive
you know,
me.
There you go. Right there. See, that's the kind of language.
Forgive me.
All right, hold on.
Well, no, I'm just telling you, the lady, I'm not punishing her. I heard her say, people were saying, boy, Mr. Green's, his head looks, you know, it's improved.
100% of your employees said your hair improved. All 100% of your employees agreed that, oh, it looks great. You look 20 years younger.
On all of the tapes we reviewed, yes, sir. And
how many tapes, where are you recording your employees?
In most of the employee areas.
And they know that these recording devices are there?
Yes, they do. Well, they don't know where they are, but they know they're in the store.
So you, all 100% of your employees eat in that lunchroom.
We heard one or two agree with her, but she was the instigator.
No.
And
Was they also punished?
I interviewed them later, and I said,
Did you demote them?
Well, hold on. I'm going to answer your question. I said to them, did you agree with her, or were you just saying it because she depressed you into saying it? They said she depressed us into saying it. So she made them so bummed out, they said, yeah, it looks like a wig.
Wait a minute. It's one thing to be bummed out. It's another thing to agree with what they say.
No, she was the instigator. And so I said to her...
If I instigate everybody to stand in front of traffic on the 605 and they go do it, then I should be faulted for that? They got a mind in their arm.
Of course you should. And I will just simply say this. She's the only one that got moved out of the general area because she called it a wig. You just called it a weave. See, if you worked for me, I'd have you out collecting carts.
Well,
that's why I'm glad I'm a truck driver, and you, my friend, should be sued for sexual harassment.
You know,
all this sounds like retaliation because that woman turned you down because you got a new hair weave and she didn't approve.
It's not a hair. You know, I bet you. What kind of truck do you drive, Tonka?
You're talking about disrespect. Don't talk to this man that.
Well, he's obviously.
I drive Tonka truck.
Yeah, he's obviously a teamster, and so he's got his little union.
No, I'm not a teamster. I'm an owner operator.
Well, how come you're talking all this union talk then?
Your company's unionized.
Huh?
Your company's unionized.
Yeah, but you're an owner-operator. You ought to know what I'm up against. Instead, you're talking that union talk. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Well, the man made
right.
A point.
I have two corners of my mouth, and I'm talking out of both of them. You're right. And I'm telling you, you should be sued for sexual harassment. And Phil, I'm going to let you go because I'm tired of talking to this idiot.
It's a pretty sad day when the
you have a blessed
just,
day, Phil.
When some guy
this
who's
guy
an owner-operator
sued out of his
you know,
house,
bends
his
over
home,
and greases it up.
Everything.
Right.
College kids plus
right.
Everything.
Thank
Take
you,
care.
Sir. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Edward, go ahead.
I really don't understand how certain people can be so close-minded and not understand the situation. I mean,
Are you talking about me?
Yes, he's addressing you.
I'm talking to you.
How am I closed? Look at all I.
I'm going to tell you. Let me explain to you first, and then you understand. You understand, and then you'll be able to go back to work and put this young lady back in the position that she's supposed to be in after I say what I have to say. If you were an open-minded person.
Oh, I'll agree with you. If
not
I
agree
brain.
With me. Not agree with me,
How
sir.
Do you know you're not
agree
wrong?
With me.
How do you know
there's
you're not
right,
wrong?
There's a right and there's a wrong.
All right, look at Edward. Hang on,
okay.
Edward. Hang
the
on,
right
Edward.
Thing is this.
Edward, hang on, because
can
I got to take. No, I'm going to let you stay with us, but I got to take a break, and then we'll get to you first out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
What about me?
I will hear from you as well, Mr. Green.
Because I've heard not this gentleman, the gentleman before, three times used the word weave in his phone conversation, and again, that is. Almost hate speech when it comes to someone that's had a head renovation.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right. Robert Greene, and he is with us from Fraser Foods. This is a union problem that got broke into the media this week. An employee has been taken from her checker job to a less paying job collecting carts and working on the loading dock because she was overheard saying that a new cosmetic treatment that you had.
Mr. Hendry, it's a hair system. It's not a cosmetic treatment. It's not plastic surgery. It's my own hair, but it's a system as opposed to what she called it, a wig or a toupee. Now, that is vicious. It is hateful. And she said that in full view of everyone. And that's why I didn't want her saying hateful things in front of my impressionable employees.
So she was influencing other employees with her hateful comments about your hair system?
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's get back to Edward. Thank you for hanging on, Edward. Go ahead.
Problem. This is what I was going to ask you at first. I was going to make a comment, and you can feel free to make your comment after I make mine. I just wanted to know, really, really that insecure that a comment from someone as you to act so childish?
Well, you must be talking about somebody else because I'm not insecure.
To be so insecure. First of all, you get this new bird nest treatment or whatever you got on the top of your head, and you post these pictures up at your job like somebody actually really cares about that. Nobody cares about that at your job.
My employees,
of all the people that work there, to find out whether or not they agree with your new cul-de-sac treatment on your head. But
what did you call that, sir? I didn't understand. What was that word you called it?
Cul-de-sac treatment. When you pull up inside of a neighborhood and they have like houses on a cul-de-sac.
Well, sir, I can tell you.
The top of your head would be if you had no hair on it.
Well, I can tell you, sir, and I say this with the greatest of respect. I'm going to take a wild guess.
I'm sorry, but you don't have to say anything with respect to me.
Well, I think that
you have lost all respect for yourself as soon as you
go. Well, sir, I think if we were talking about, and you know what I mean, Jerry Curl or something like that, you might be able to speak on some authority, but.
Okay, now wait a minute. I don't want to get race.
Well, he's bagging on my hair system.
Your hair system is horrible, probably as much as your attitude is towards your employees.
Sir, how do you know about my hair system? First of all, my employees loved it. They loved it.
Your hair system is horrible because you're a horrible person.
It comes down to an emotional...
It may look like you probably posted these bozo-like pictures on your walls at work, and no one cares about that.
You see, he just called me bozo.
No one cares about your hair. No one's married to you. Nobody wants to date you at your job. Nobody likes you.
You're
doing what you did right there. You probably lost all respect for people who even respect you.
You know what, Edward? If we were talking here about wearing a...
Hair, man. It's hair.
If we were talking
here
about sticking a pick in our hair or Jerry Curl...
People lose hair.
All right. Mr. Greene, it's not necessary.
Short hair, it doesn't make a difference, man. You have actually affected someone's job because of your hair.
I think that's the... Let me just jump in.
Comments that they made about your hair?
Edward, let me jump in.
What kind of a person are you?
Let me jump in here. I think that's the point.
This guy has bordered on insulting me. First of all, he didn't call it a hair system. He called it a cul-de-sac. Secondly,
you're jumping in with these Jerry Curl comments that I don't like.
Well, I don't know if the gentleman speaks from any authority.
What authority do you need, okay? He's talking about employee relationships and employer relations between with their employees. And if you are removing somebody from a job, giving them a less-paying job, giving them a job that deprives them of benefits that they once had because you say they're demoralizing the other employees, whose word do we take here?
I told this union guy and this Rodriguez, you know, so we know what we're dealing with.
Well, what does that mean?
What is what?
This Rodriguez, so we know who we're dealing with.
Well, come on. Her name's Nunez. His name's Rodriguez. This guy, you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Edward?
I think Edward is gone. I think he's probably thoroughly disgusted.
I told this guy, well, he left because he knew I was going to beat him in the argument because he didn't have any argument to come back on me. I said, well...
I thought the man made some really good points. A woman lost her job, essentially, because of your you know.
Boy, if you say weave.
Hair system. 1-800-449-8686. Tina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil. I just cannot believe that this Kyle is for real. I can't believe that this guy is for real. He is the most narcissistic.
Ma'am, I'm an employer of some 500 people.
Okay, then you wear your feelings on your shoulders, and you are acting like a child. I mean, first of all, to put your pictures of yourself up for your employees, I mean, come on.
Here we go. I knew
real men real men do not do that. And also, talking about demoralizing, how more demoralizing could it be of what you just said to the previous caller? I mean,
what did
you
I say
are
to him?
A snake in the grass, and I'm sorry that you can't get a date.
Hey, man, what did I
and
say
I'm
to him?
I'm glad that you are not in Texas, because we just have real men here in Texas.
All right, ma'am, now that you've impugned my manhood, what did I say to the previous caller?
What manhood are you talking about?
What did I say to the previous caller? What did I say to the previous caller?
You said something about a jerry curl and all that kind of stuff, referring to him. You know what you meant
when
you said that.
Wait a minute. He's talking to me about my hair system, $15,000. Now, I ask you, the average brother who's going to...
What do you mean, the average brother? Now, what does that mean?
I didn't mean anything racial by it.
Well, what does that mean?
Why did you say it? And I don't care if you spent $15,000 or $150. Buddy, it's a wig or a hair weaver. It ain't your hair, or else they're transplanted.
That is a lie. It is my hair.
Is if you are so sensitive like that because somebody doesn't like it, one of your employees that you're going to put her in another place, making less money and pushing carts around, what is the matter with you? I cannot believe it.
No, she demoralized other employees by calling
it. No, she didn't. They can do what they want to
do. It's really interesting. You seem to know my workplace better than I do. I'm the boss there. I've worked for these people 15 years.
Hey, you're the one calling in.
I'm not calling in. I'm a guest. I happen to be a guest based upon the news.
Calling, whatever. I'm listening to you, and I think it's the biggest joke that there is.
Well, ma'am, if you were an employer, maybe you'd understand.
Excuse me. We have our own company. I have 65 employees, maybe not 500.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you what. I don't put my pictures of when I get my hair fixed or get something different. I don't put it up there for everybody to see.
I wouldn't. No, if I were you, I wouldn't either. But
well,
I'm talking about...
What is that?
Something, buddy.
What is that supposed
to... 1 to 10, I'm a 9.5.
Yeah.
I dare say what you are.
Ma'am, I'm just simply saying, wherever you get your hair done, I'm sure they do, you know, pigtails real good. But I'm trying to say...
Okay, see, there you go again. And you're talking about Jerry Curl, this woman's pigtails, you know...
This lady wishes there was a 9.5 somewhere in her life.
To my husband, honey. He ain't got no problems with me.
I'm sure he doesn't have any problems with you, ma'am, but when you talk about 9.5, you better get my number. Now,
dreams.
Well,
Look at Bob. You're not making yourself look good.
Well, everybody's calling up. She's calling me basically a queer. And I had that last...
Did I ever say queer? I never mentioned that word.
Wait a minute. You said manhood. You brought my manhood into it. You said that
you
I didn't
brought
have any...
your manhood in
no,
when you
didn't.
Started this whole thing.
Ma'am, you said something about how I probably had a little tiny one because I'm putting my picture up.
Did I ever say tiny one? Now that's just like...
No,
the lady never
You're
referred
the one
to
brought it.
It
up.
She's talking about how you brought up the Jerry Curl thing with the other black caller.
Well, what does he know about a $15,000 hair system?
Well, what we're trying to... It doesn't have anything to do with your hair system. It has to do with the fact that there are people... What is that? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry?
What am I hearing?
It's a blow dryer. Oh, I'm not supposed to dry my hair. Okay.
You're on the radio now. You're on the radio.
Listen to her. She's laughing because I get to blow dry my hair system.
I'm also wondering about, is there some kind of federal law against what he's doing, recording his employees anyway?
What about that, Bob?
I can't hear you.
Turn off the hair dryer and you'll hear me. What about that?
About what?
About recording your employees.
I told them. They are informed of...
It doesn't matter. Did they consent to it? That's what the law says. They have to consent to it.
You're full.
But, you can't just record people like that.
I didn't hear you say it again.
I said there's a federal law about recording people like that.
Turn your hair blower off, please.
You know something, Henry? I went to your website. I've seen you. You're about as bald as Pamela Anderson from the waist down. Because I've got...
All right, I've had enough of your crude comments, and you got a lady on the phone with you, all right?
Yeah. Forgive me, I'm sorry. But because I've got a thick, wavy head of hair.
Yeah, thick wavy head of hair that you had weaved in.
Oh man, if you were in front of me, I'd put you out for a comment like that.
About that. You're too busy drying your hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm drying my hair, okay? Right, I'm drying my hair because I don't have to get extensions off of my off of the Brillo pad I got on the top of my head like you do.
All right, no get him out of here.
Talking about. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tina, for your call.
Yeah, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
I'm glad you're a real man.
Well, how do we know? No, thank you very much.
She call you a real man?
Yeah.
Lady, this guy was in West Hollywood the other day.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Mr. Green, we're back on the air. Mr. Green, we're back on the air.
Hold on for a minute. You say something?
Yeah, I said something. We're back on the air on my show. How come I don't hear the grocery store? Are you in your office?
Yeah, I'm up here. Actually, I've got a getting ready to go out to a party, and I just wanted to make the point. I didn't know we were back on the air. Ari, that'll be all. I didn't.
Ari?
Yeah, my valet.
So you got a thick wavy.
Hold on for a minute. What did I tell you about that? See that right there? It's sticking up.
Nice set.
Hold on. Ah, yes. Now then.
Never mind, man.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't just hang up on me after I went to all this system to get a hair system.
His hair system. See, that cat is, you know what? I'm bald, but.
Yeah, we know.
Don't start, man. I'm bald, but I'm not going to get a hair system. I'll tell you what I would do. If there was a, like, drops you could put in your head and it would grow like grass, yeah, I'd go for that. But what am I going to go down to the hospital and get plugs? These poor cats that have plugs, I ain't never heard or seen. And the other thing about hair plugs and hair systems and hair weaves, I don't know a woman yet that can't spot it a yard, 100 yards away. God, man. These poor cats that get plugs and my wife. Oh, Jesus. What? Oh, you don't see it? No. What did you see? That man's head looks normal to me. She's in agony. What? Oh, the whole thing's messed up, man. Chicks are way tuned into that stuff. Plugs, wigs, you name it. And you know what? I made a big mistake when I said, well, that some women look as dumb with fake breasts as some guys do with a bad rug. No, they don't. Never in a million years. If you went out and got the worst boob job, it looks way better than 99% of the hair systems, hair weaves, head renovation, whatever you want to call it, that these cats get. Like, check this out. This is perfect. It's my wife. Oh, you didn't know that so-and-so had a breast job? No, I didn't. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible, she says to me. It's horrible. So I go, okay, well, we're going to a party tonight. I'll check it out. Yeah, you do it. Well, I'm looking at it. Nothing wrong with that. As far as I can see, what is she talking about? Oh, it's just that, look at that. There's no shape. They sag. Well, whatever. Oh, well. 1-800-449-8686.
La, 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 la.
Will you hang up on him, bud? And his valet, Henri? 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
And our webcast is Friday. Our next webcast is Friday. That's the 29th. We'll be on the air at 7 p. That's Pacific time. 10 p. At Eastern time and whatever the hell else it is in your neck of the woods, man. Good luck. Figured it out. But anyway, it's 7 o'clock Pacific here on the Phil Henry Show, our webcast. We're going to have three cameras. We'll have a very special MC for the evening. And we're also going to, like I said, have a multi-camera view, including one, a look at Harry as he sits in there screening. In fact, we're going to try to get a microphone in there with you, Harry, so people can hear you screaming at people. You don't scream at people. I do. People will hear you, man.
I'll have to tone it down, I think.
And the other thing you can do, man, is like you were saying, the signs. You can, for the webcast, put a sign up that says, help, dear God, help. just a sign, something along the lines of, you know, he's mad, help me. I don't know. Does anybody ever remember a guy by the name of Gahan Wilson? Gahan, the cartoonist in Playboy. Okay. Gahan Wilson was like weird before there was a Gary Larson. Long before there were any weird cats, there was Gahan Wilson. And Gahan Wilson had fantastic cartoons. And one of them is this woman, and she's looking at a man, and he's behind these bars, and it's like one of those old block-walled dungeon-type walls that you'd see in old England. And the man's behind bars, right? And the woman, the old lady in an overcoat with these glasses, is sort of looking at him in that kind of sniffy way. And he's saying, the caption is, "I swear to God, lady, I'm not part of the exhibit. Please help me." You see, you got to be kind of...
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get, bud. If I got to explain it to you, there's nothing to get.
It's not even funny.
There's nothing to get, bud.
Not even funny.
I'd forget it if you don't get it. Will you hang up on that jackass just because you don't get the joke?
He's funnier.
The guy's telling her that he's not part of the exhibit. She thinks he's part of some museum exhibit. He's locked away. They've 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.